Hello, demons. Welcome to the afterlife. I'm actually Satan. We've got a full cup of coffee, an almost full pack of cigarettes, and a freshly loaded pipe. So, let's actually do this thing, shall we? Since this is the first recording, and because I'm a narcissist, I want to talk about myself for a bit. First of all, I'm not evil. Chaotic neutral. There's a difference. I've been known to do chaotic evil things, but I also do a lot of chaotic good to counterbalance. I like to keep my karma balanced. There's nothing more important than life. I do certainly have some kind of personality disorder, or a collection of personality disorders, and I'm some kind of either high-functioning sociopath or high-functioning autist. I'd like to think the latter, but, you know, I mean, I do have the capacity to feel empathy, so there's that. But as far as mental disorders go, I have been diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and borderline personality disorder, which is not as it's portrayed in media. It more or less manifests as a lack of an identity. I don't know who I am. It's a bit of a problem. I'm not really sure who I am, and I often have a hard time feeling like I'm human. I do dissociate quite frequently. And I'll probably go more in depth on that in a later episode. My most pervasive and persistent problem, however, is this sense of not being a single whole unified person so much as several fragments of people walking around in a single body. There are a lot of different sides to my personality, and some of them are just so extremely different that it's like they are two separate people. When I first wake up in the morning, I like my coffee with a lot of cream and sugar, and by the time I get off work, I need it black and I can't drink it otherwise. I am extremely nearsighted. I need glasses to see. And there are certain times when I feel like my vision is sharper without them. There are times when doing things with my right hand feels uncomfortable. I want to brush my teeth with my left hand. I want to eat with my left hand. Sometimes I want to write with my left hand, and I in fact can write left-handed. I don't know where I obtained this ability. There are times when words come out of my mouth with an accent that is completely unexplained. I should not have that accent. There are times when I seem to be able to survive on nothing but sugar and caffeine. And then there are times when I need 6 square meals a day just to keep up with my metabolism. I can't seem to make up my mind where I want to keep my phone charger. I have 2 different 6 plugs, one near the bed and one near the only place to sit in the room. And I will have it plugged in near the bed and get mad at myself for having plugged it in over there and unplug it and bring it over to the sitting spot. It's not really a chair. And then later I'll get mad at myself for having put it there and move it back to the bed. I can't seem to figure out how I want to wear my hair either. I mean, there are days when all I think about is cutting it. And then there are days when I'm just so happy it's finally long. I can't seem to focus on a single creative project because my level of interest in them just keeps dramatically changing several times throughout the day. I argue with myself about where certain things belong, how to organize my clothes, where I would prefer to keep my shampoo and conditioner in the shower. I mean, it's maddening. And I can't keep up with it. Now, I'm about 90% certain that I have alternate personalities and that I would be diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder if I ever mentioned any of this to any of the therapists that I've actually spoken to in the past. But my fear is not being believed. So that's what I'm doing here, I guess. It's just capturing the evidence. And perhaps reintegrating some of these personalities back into my core self. And thus gain a better understanding of who I am as a person. It's gonna be one hell of a ride.